Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Very excited to bring you a new segment. I've been working on this. I'm going to play the open. It's called Today in Time Travel.
Today in Time Travel.
All right, what I have here is it's April 17th, 2024. I have pulled stories from April 17th in different years. And the years are 2023, so exactly 1 year ago today. 2020, so April 17th of 2020. 2017, and then exactly 10 years ago today, which would be April 17th, 2014.
Are you sure those are the possible answers?
I am sure. I am very sure.
We just did a game like this.
I thought
and
that might come up.
You gave us the wrong answers to pick from.
No, those are the right dates. And I'm going to read a headline. I want to see what you guys think, what year this was of those 3 years on this date. Here you go. First one, Lindsey Graham meets Joy Behar's challenge to name three things Trump did right on coronavirus.
Ooh. So that takes two of those off the board right away.
Not necessarily. It's prophetic. It is Joy Behar. That lady knows what she's talking about.
It probably wasn't 2014 or 17.
Yeah. I think 2020 is too easy. I'm going to go 2023. This
okay.
is 1 year ago today.
Okay. Any guesses?
Are these all political?
They are what they are, Leah.
They are what they are. Yeah.
2023.
I'm going 2020.
2020. Okay, I'm writing all this down. Everybody's on the board. Here we go. Next one.
Oh, wait. You're going to...
No, you want to know right now? That was 2020. Annie was correct.
Either give us all of the headlines so we can purpose them or tell us as we go.
I like making it hard on you. Okay, so Annie got that one correct. That was 2020. Can you believe that's basically 1 month in? Because if you start mid-March talking about this, that is 1 month into the pandemic. Lindsey Graham has to go onto The View to defend President Trump against all the things that The View was saying that he had botched on coronavirus.
Yeah, 1 month in, well, a little over a month in, but immediately that's where they went. It was political. It was President Trump's fault.
Yes, it was. The main point that Graham made was that the China travel restriction probably saved us a lot of headache. That was the main point he was making at the time. Next one.
Just like Joe Biden and the southern border.
That's right. Next one. New York City mayor to announce major overhaul of Superstorm Sandy recovery program.
I know this one.
You know this one?
I think so.
All right, I'm going to go after Annie.
Nope.
Leah goes first.
I have no idea. 2017.
2017, okay? New York City mayor talking about Superstorm Sandy recovery program.
Yeah, I think 2017.
17.
17. Everybody is incorrect.
14.
14 is correct. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is planning to announce a major overhaul of the city's beleaguered program that was supposed to rebuild homes that were wrecked by Superstorm Sandy.
Did Chris Christie... yeah, that makes sense because Chris Christie's... Well, no. Maybe. Chris Christie's hug was what helped Obama win over Mitt Romney?
The hug.
Yeah, but that would have been 2012, right?
That was what it was from. So anyway, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But I was thinking it was after the election, but it would have been Obama, not Trump.
Surprise, surprise. The government program meant to help people with recovery from Superstorm Sandy was not doing well. So that was exactly 10 years ago today, that story.
Wow.
All right. Now, two left. So tell me when these were both, of course, April 17th. One of them will be 2023. One of them will be 2017. All of them from Fox News. Buttigieg points to how roads are designed and built as the reason for racial disparities in road fatalities.
Leah, what do you think?
2023.
I'm going to agree with Leah, 2023.
I don't know. Yeah, 23.
It is 2023. Yeah, that was exactly... Everybody remembers this story, I think.
Yeah.
This was exactly 1 year ago today. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg told MSNBC host Al Sharpton that he will continue to address racial disparities in roadway accidents under his position.
He also had a thing where he complained about the heights of bridges because those were racist because they kept... people, minorities, from getting to the beaches or something like that, from riding a bus to the beach.
Yeah, it's amazing. It says racial disparities continue to be a focus for Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, according to a recent appearance on MSNBC's Politics Nation. MSNBC host Al Sharpton sat down with Buttigieg and questioned him about his dedication to addressing inequality regarding road fatalities. So Al Sharpton was saying, I think you're not dedicated enough to this topic. And Pete Buttigieg was having to defend his record on making sure that everybody knew that that was basically the only reason he's there. All right, the last one. I think you may have figured it out by default. Will Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch recuse himself on the first day on the job?
2017.
Yep. Yeah, you got it.
That.
It's the last one on the board. It's 2017. April 17th, 2017. He had just been sworn in. So this was, again, a master move by Mitch McConnell that worked. Mm-hmm. It's one of the main things we talk about with Mitch McConnell being effective, that he did this. Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch's first day on the high court's bench is likely to be a... T.S. Eliot special, it says, from Fox News. All whimper, no bang. They were talking about him recusing himself because there were some Obama administration officials in this case, and everybody was wondering whether he would do so. So there you go. There are the four stories. You guys did pretty good. 2017 being the last one there with Neil Gorsuch, of course. That was the beginning of many more Supreme Court nominees to come. So that one was the least crazy. The Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearing is one that I think will stand out in American history for anybody who was alive.
Yeah.
Remembers something about
that.
Well,
I remember, was it Alyssa Milano that was sitting in the back with a sign or something like that? It was wild. I know where I was whenever Susan Collins announced that she would be voting to confirm him. I could take you to the exact spot in the exact yard that I was cutting whenever I was listening to that, because you guys were carrying
it
live.
Is it a little shorter than the other ones? Did you pause?
I paused, but I never lowered the blades any farther. So.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.